bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today on Caring and Sharing with Dara. Today, I'd like to welcome our studio audience, Nikita Ricks. Thanks for joining me today here on the show.
Thank you, Dara.
And I know we're going to get into our topic, but before we get into what we'll be discussing today, I know you are involved with a couple of nonprofit organizations and community outreaches. Would you please share those with us?
Sure. I am a member of the African Leadership Group, which is a group that targets immigrants coming into the U.S. And basically that group helps to integrate immigrants into the U.S. and into society. So whether that means helping them to find jobs or connecting them with different resources, that's what that organization does. I'm also a part of the African American Initiative of the Colorado Party, and that is an organization that really works with the Democratic Party to bring the voice of the African American community to the forefront.
And so if anyone needed information on either one of the organizations, how would they be able to get connected?
They could contact me. My email address is nricks09@gmail.com.
Okay, I appreciate that. And also in the community, you did just recently run for an office. And would you tell us what that office was that you ran for?
I ran for the CU Board of Regents for District 6.
And what does that mean to the listening audience?
So the CU Region Board is a board that governs the University of Colorado systems. And CU systems is not just CU Boulder, which most people think automatically when you say CU, but it's all four CU campuses, CU Boulder, CU Denver, CU Colorado Springs, and the Anschutz Medical Center. That board is responsible for overseeing a $3.4 billion budget. They also set the tuition for the University of Colorado and set the policies. So it's like a corporate board over the CU system.
Okay. And is that board, is that just for educational system period, or is that for when you reach the college level?
So it's exclusively for University of Colorado and at the college level. But since CU is our flagship university, it has huge impact on educational policies within the state of Colorado.
Okay, and so what are the other concerns and issues that are addressed through this particular area that you are running for?
Well, the main reason why I was inspired to run. My story is all about opportunity. I came here in 1980 from Liberia, West Africa, and I was fortunate to get a really great education through Aurora Public Schools, going on to Metro State College to get my undergraduate degree in accounting. And from there, I went to CU to get my master's in business administration. It seems like that same great education is just not in reach of most Colorado families anymore because of the lack of affordability and the cost increases within the higher educational system. And so my goal for running was to make impact, to help to make college affordable and accessible for Colorado families through different private, public partnerships, and also, you know, different sustainable alternative sources for funding higher education.
Okay, and I know that is for funding higher education, but I know one of the other issues that you like to address and some of your concerns are that is, of course, at the higher level, but we also want to reach out to people that are not at that level yet so that they can get to that point of being able to go to college and to further their dreams.
That's correct. You know, we have some of the lowest college graduation rates here in Colorado. And one of the goals was to make sure that kids are graduating from college. Also, an expansion of science, technology, engineering, and math programs was a part of what I wanted to see happen. CU has some great opportunities right now within Aurora Public Schools, where they partner and they have something called the Aurora Lights program. And I wanted to see an expansion of that into neighboring counties, Douglas County, Adams County, and some of the different counties. So there's lots of opportunities with CU because it's such a great university.
Okay. And we also wanted to discuss the outcome of your running, and you put a lot forth out there. You did not win the election this time, but congratulations anyway for running. So if there was something that you can change for this next year, you'll be running for office again. So what we're hoping to accomplish from some of the interview that we'll have with you today is if you can reach listeners to be able to let them know how they can help you next time in your running, what would that be?
You know, and thank you so much. To run for office is just a huge deal. I am not a political person as I saw myself, but stepping out there was such a great journey and I wouldn't take anything back. I've enjoyed every step of it. I got over 112,000 votes. So I went from zero name recognition to that. And so I'm very thankful for that. That was such a blessing. In order to help people like myself who want to serve the community, I think our community could be more involved by coming out to knock on doors, making some phone calls, volunteering, and then show up to vote. The turnout this time was very, very poor. I think there were some statistics I saw on TV. I think in the last 70 years, this was like one of the worst turnouts. And it seems like people were not engaged and maybe we needed to do a better job of messaging and connecting to people. But why I was running was to impact our community and to make sure that, you know, there's access and affordability for everyone to have better access to education. So I think we need to step out and support people when we step out there. It's a tough thing to run for office. It's not easy.
Absolutely. I would also like to welcome our other guest that we have here, Pastor Greg McDonald. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's good to be here.
And I would just like to ask you if you would like to give any input on what we just heard here.
I feel that any time you're impacting the community to bring about change or for the betterment of those in our communities, we definitely need an active support of that individual in addition to the cause. Mm-hmm. And in today's age, sometimes the cause is greater than the person. And that's what we need to rally around. Mm-hmm. How are we going to, the cause itself, going to improve and better our communities, individuals, and certainly when it comes to education, anything of help to lift up the individual, it certainly needs the support of the community itself. It's so often we hear so much that the negativity that comes and sensationalism of just the slightest of thing we hear, or it's being reported or it's going viral, just things that really doesn't do anything, but at the end of the day, just display the worst of us. And when we run for office, we're trying to showcase, or you're showcasing the better of us, mm-hmm. and what not what was, but what can be, and not who we were, but who we are or can become, mm-hmm. through the things that you're doing. So I really applaud your efforts, and certainly anytime you're doing things in the community, it does take some effort, and it's a tough deal. And so I do just celebrate you and encourage you, and just stepping out there. And you know, I've heard many times years ago, they said anytime you stick your head above the crowd, you have to expect some tomatoes. And so you just brush those off and keep right on going.
That's right, which actually brings me to my next point, because you're going to run again, which is going to be in, you said, 2016.
Yeah, I'm looking at a possible 2016 run. I'm not sure what office I will run for, so I'm looking to see what's going to be open and what the lay of the land will look like. Typically, you know, our voters do come out in presidential years. So we're expecting a lot of turnout. It's going to be an exciting time. Some of the candidates that are saying that they're going to run, there's going to be some history making possibilities. So we expect the voters to come out. So, yeah, I definitely haven't given up and I'll be back.
Well, don't give up and you will definitely be back. But one thing I would like to encourage the listeners, because I know we spoke and we had to put this program off because of some other things that we both had going on, and we wanted to come on, you know, right after the elections. But we still thought it was important because all year people are going to be listening and talking politics, and we don't want people to give up on that. We want you to be listening all year so that you can see what's coming on, so you can be encouraged to come out and vote, because that was one of the things that disappointed you, was the lack of the support that came out to vote, regardless what party you were voting for. And if we don't show that, then we can't complain and we can't say what is not happening if we didn't show our support to vote. So as you get ready to launch your next election that's going to be coming up, What would you give to us so that we would want to vote for you? So what would be the changes that you would want to make for communities throughout the metro area?
You know, I mean, for me, I think it's all about creating more opportunity for people so that they're able to fulfill their fullest potential. So whether that's education, whether that's jobs, whether it's, you know, a path to immigration, I don't have that within you know, that's not something I can control, but those are all important issues that impact the human lives in our communities. And I think that I would want to see that. For me, I'm very passionate about education. Higher education, I think, is a path to creating that opportunity that may not necessarily exist if you don't do it. So I encourage everyone, whether it's some type of, you know, college, whether it's a technical school, something, you have to do something that you can use to have an economic impact on yourself and your family and to create opportunity for all of the community. Because when everybody rises up, there's more of a tax base, everybody thrives, and it's a great thing. But when there's a lot of lack and people don't have because they don't have the skill sets, that's a problem. So I am just a champion of people and wanting to see people succeed, people's success, and empower people, especially women and children. And one of the things too I wanted to say is, in getting ready to run for office, I went through some training that helped me as a candidate. And if there's anybody listening out there who is interested in running for office, I would encourage you to, you know, take the training through Emerge. Emerge is an organization that trains women to run for office. It's a 6-month program, is 1 weekend a month, but they teach you everything about campaigns. Because when I got into the whole political arena, I knew nothing about running for office. So,
okay, absolutely. And I'm going to let you speak just a little bit more on that, and then we definitely have some other events that we're going to talk about, and really awesome one that I'm really excited to get to. But I'm going to hear more from you on the other side of our break here. We'll be back on ctkradio.org right after this.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the 4-core system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
And welcome back to today's show. So I want to get right back into what we were talking about, because there is women that want to get more involved in what you're doing, and you were leaving us with letting us know how they can become more involved in that. And would you please continue?
So if you're interested in running for office, or even just being a part of a campaign, maybe running a campaign, you might want to be behind the scenes. There's lots of need for women, and this is a year for women. So the Emerge program is a program that I would encourage you to apply for. The application timeline is open now, between now and maybe mid-December. And if you are interested, please call me at 720-477-0583, and I can get you in contact with the people you need to speak with on that.
That's awesome. And I'd like to say thank you for joining us here today. And I'd like to let everyone know to please continue to watch as the year goes on, as we would see and hear more from Nequita Ricks. Thanks for being here. Before I go on to the next topic, I would just like to ask our pastor, is there anything that you would like to add or leave with the topic that we're closing up today?
I think it's very refreshing to see anyone to get involved into the whole process of a campaigning and the electoral process altogether. So I would really want to encourage you, even though we put our feet in the water for a moment and it didn't turn out the way as good as we thought it would or wanted to. But, you know, the process itself is so important, you know, because to continually be out there, continually championing the cause that you're passionate about. And with that comes the experience. With that, people will rally around the voice that's crying in the wilderness. So I just want to just applaud you and encourage anyone that's interested in taking that step to try to do something to help our community is so important. And I encourage you and you're encouraged through doing that.
Thank you, Pastor. And thank you, Dara, for having me this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. And before we close off that topic, I would just like to encourage everyone out there that when it is our time to vote, that is our voice. And please be encouraged and encourage others. Anytime you can get out to vote, please do so. So I'd like to get into a very, very exciting event that is going to be happening this Thursday. And I'm so excited about it. I'm just going to pass it right over to the pastor and let him begin to tell us about it. But I really want to see the full picture of it. So can you begin with how this outreach?
Yes, I'm so excited to be here today, and thank you for having me on. And, you know, anytime you can come and just share the heart's passion. We're getting ready right now for the 2014 annual Thanksgiving outreach. And it is a community outreach that reaches out to those that are in need, the working poor, needy, and homeless as well. And what makes it so unique is that we serve on Thanksgiving Day. So we're there on Thanksgiving Day, reaching out and developing and building and reaching our community. We started in a little bit around 1994, and it was right at that time that my wife and I wanted to do something a little bit different. We wanted to have a different Thanksgiving, and we wanted to change our story for our children. And so we gathered with several other individuals, and we put our things together and went out on the streets and just found anyone that was in need on Thanksgiving Day and had no place to go. And we served the meal. And at the end of the day, we had served over 200 families Thanksgiving
dinner. I was just going to ask about that first one, about how many do you remember feeding?
You know, it was we do, because it was so surprising to us, as many of us believe that on Wednesday when we go home for Thanksgiving, everyone has some place to go. And that's not so. Now, even in our city, there are the faceless one. There are people who wander up and down the street. And those are the ones who came to our Thanksgiving outreaches, those who's walking around, no family, or whatever the station in life they found themselves on, they came and participated in our Thanksgiving outreach. We didn't even call it Thanksgiving outreach. We were just going to go out and find some people, and we didn't know what to call it. We had no idea what we were doing. We just felt that we wanted to do something different. And that birthed the Thanksgiving outreach. So for the last 20, 25 years, we've been going out. And actually, you know, we kept the same model, and you speak of model and what you're championing. We didn't change any of it. We served outside on that first Thanksgiving, and today we're still out serving outside. But we kind of like did a little, we made it first class. And even though we're out, it's a first class event where we serve a traditional Thanksgiving meal. We've added a dance, drama, spoken word, music. We have individuals from all
throughout
our city.
You're getting me so excited. Right. I'm already excited about Thursday. And it's like,
I know. I get excited about it because, you know, it celebrates our culture. It celebrates our community. And from every walk of life, whether they gave or they volunteers or they're contributing through their giftings and their passion, I'd love to invite you to come out and speak to the crowd as well. Just to give a little segue, when we first started, you know, it took a long time to serve the people. So we would get, individual to get up and say a word of encouragement. So, you know, a lot of our young pastors today that are pastoring churches started at the Thanksgiving outreach. It was their first platform and microphone to speak. And I remember many of the young, ministers would get up and it was so encouraging, but it, you know, they would get in, some would even try to get a hoop going, you know, in the crowd. And it was just, so I look back on those. And so over the years, we just have a passionate story. So we share the story, how it came about. And it's become a tradition in many families across Denver. And we have volunteers come as far as way as, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Greenwood Village, from all over the state, they come and participate in this outreach.
And because I'm so excited about this Thursday coming up, I want to stay on track. So I know that you have different hosts that do this with you every year. Mm-hmm. What are some of the hosts that you have had in the past, and where are some of the places that you've held the event?
You know, that's very important to us because we could never do it without those individuals in the community supporting us. We have no budget. We start out every year with $0 and zero people. It's just a passion and a vision and the spirit of what we want to do on Thanksgiving Day. So over the years, we had many churches get behind us and host the event itself. This year, Heritage Christian Center will be our host, our official host of the event. Previous years, we had Calvary Temple. For several years, they hosted the event as well. Greg McDonald Evangelist Association was one of the major, which is my ministry we host. So anyone can host the event. And it's kind of unique because it's a community event and we solicit individuals to come out and participate. And we've even had organizations come out and be the official host for the event itself. So last year we had over 30 churches, organizations, individuals coming out and lending their voice and their strength and their resources to make this possible in our community. The Hyatt, downtown Hyatt Hotel, the brand new one, the convention center, for 2 years running, they prepared the meal. Wow. So we have hotel prepared meal that we served there on Thanksgiving Day. The previous 3 years, it was to Sheridan downtown. They stepped up and prepared the meals for 3 years running. So for the last 20 years, that's where I had my family and I, we've had our Thanksgiving dinner there at the Thanksgiving outreach. And so we're so proud of that.
And because I am so excited about this, and I do have another guest here. So before I continue, is there any questions that you would like to?
It sounds exciting. I probably will stop by and see if I can talk to the crowd or do whatever I can to help.
Oh, that'd you can. Great. Yeah, I can get the information now. And sure. And absolutely. That's what it's about. Many of the Marsha Berazim, she's the councilman for Ward 3, or District 3 in Aurora. She'll be there. And she'll be also addressing the crowd. But over the years, we had several mayors come through to say hello to the crowd as well. And so we've just really felt it's a partnership of community. And so there again, it's the annual Thanksgiving outreach is on Thanksgiving Day. We serve from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're very fortunate that we're back in Aurora. We've been in Denver Civic Center for the last 10 years. So this year, we'll be at the Aurora Municipal Center there on right off of Alameda and Chambers, right between Alameda and Chambers is the Aurora Municipal Center. And we were right there on the great lawn of the Aurora Municipal Center. And we're so excited about that. The exact address, I believe I have it here, is 15151 East Alameda Parkway in Aurora 812. Stop by. Come on by. You can participate. Come in volunteers. If we're right now, I don't know if you knew that, but we're right in the middle of collecting items for the event. Everything we get goes directly to the people. So we still need turkeys to prepare clothing, and winter coats and boots is also a great need. Blankets, in addition to any, if you have a creative art that you like to share with the community, we love and we welcome that as well.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question. There mm-hmm. might be a lot of people that's listening that's wondering how they can bring their turkey out, their canned foods, their clothes or blankets. How can they do that?
You can drop off your donations there on the site of the new Heritage Christian Center, which is still under construction. It sits on the corner of Exposition and Sable. And there, right there on the grounds, we have a trailer there and someone's just there to take your donations. You can bring your clothing and those items up until actually on Thanksgiving Day, any non-perishable items, clothing. We'll continue to take those at the site itself. Any turkeys, we probably need those frozen and we probably need those immediately. So if you bring those by, the hotel will be preparing that. And what's been also special is pies. If you can bake a pie, particularly sweet potato pie, we love that. We'll take that too.
Okay, so actually we do have some more information that we would like to share, and we will be doing that on the other side of our break. But when we come back, I also don't want to let you get away without sharing your ministry with us. So on the other side of our break, we'll be back right after this on ctkradio.org.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world.
Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
And we're back here on Karen and Sharon with Dara. I'd like to get to our phone guest, Eric. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to just jump around a little bit because we're going to get back to the topic that we were was speaking on. And actually, Miss Naquita Ricks, this is your guest that is calling in. Would you please bring him on for us?
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Eric Nelson from the Aurora Public School Board. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Exciting. We've been having a really great conversation talking about my CU Regent race and also Pastor Greg Donaldson from Heritage Christian Center talking about the 2014 annual Thanksgiving outreach. So
what we are calling on, she was giving us her input about the educational system, and that's what we talked about a little bit and how that is moving in the community right now. And we'd just like for you to share any feedback with us about education and some of the qualities and systems that you guys are working on out there to make our education system a better one.
Right now, with the Aurora Public Schools Board of Education, our focus is eliminating the achievement gap. And we've been making some great strides in that. We've contracted with Dr. Pedro Nuvora and some of his efforts and what he brings to the system. And that's going to be doing a lot of clarity and alignment between our standards, curriculum assessments, and so on. What we're trying to do is have a redevelopment of our messaging to the teachers and principals about alignment and the interdependence between these functions and how they coincide with really educating our kids. As you see, we have a diverse staff, but we're looking more to even diversify it even more to meet the demand of our kids. So you're going to see a lot more hiring of people of color within the district as we enter into the 2014-2015 school year or what have you.
That's awesome. And would you know of any of the concerns and issues that the parents may have that as a community that we can really bridge together and close some gaps for all of our children?
The only concerns that I've heard of, and one of my major concerns is getting the community to come to our board meeting to really get in more participation as their schedule and time allows. To be at the teacher conferences, to come to the parent office. If we can strengthen that, we can have a better outcome, in my opinion, to where we're really working together with school personnel, the teachers, the administrators, and coinciding with meeting the needs of our kids. We've been struggling with that for several years now, and it's due to several reasons, which, parents can either make it, due to their work schedules, or they can't. So that's why we're partnering with other organizations that provide mentorship, and we're working them with aligning their time and schedules with being in the schools and the classroom with the kids to fill in those gaps.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. And before we let you go, we do have a couple of guests here, and I just want to make sure that they don't have any questions, or if they do, that they can address them at this time.
Eric, do you have any thoughts on the recent elections and, what the outcome was? Were you surprised? Any feedback for the community on the importance of voting and, coming out to vote and making your voice heard?
I would say with the recent results of it, it really painted a picture. We really need to get more people out to vote. Some of the things that I've heard from community members is that they're frustrated with the whole process and some of the things that haven't been met. based on their concerns, and they want to see how the next 2 years turn out in order for them to get out and vote to make a difference. But I highly encourage people to vote, because that's the only way we can get things done in a democratic process. Whereas it could be Republican, Democratic, or Independent, doesn't matter. But as long as you get out and vote, you can make a difference. When these initiatives come down, when these laws are being passed, and when different things are being coming into the community, you have a voice. And, you know, it just really hurt me to see how the results turned out when so many people failed to vote and failed to have their voice heard.
So Doctor,
I'm really having high hopes for 2015 and 2016 that more people can get out and let their voice be heard, because their vote definitely makes a difference.
Dr. Nelson, I heard everything that you said, and that was all very important. But one of the main things I heard was that the community felt frustrated. And in the frustration that the community is feeling and watching what's going on in the next 2 years, what are some of the advice that you would give to any of us that may be listening that can settle some of that frustration so that people will want to get out and vote?
The advice that I would give is for people to band together, to come out to community forum, to listen to the issues that are out there, and to be able to speak up about them, and to be able to come closer to their elected officials within their representative district or what have you. Call on their state legislators, whether it's House Rep, whether it's their senators, whether they're city council women or men, whether they're school board members, and begin to hold their feet to the fire for some of the concerns that they have within their community.
Absolutely. And it all starts with communication. So we really need to learn how to communicate with one another. We need to know what one another needs. We don't know unless those issues are addressed. Pastor, do you have anything you would like to ask?
Dr. Nelson, as I was listening to the conversation, you had mentioned earlier when you first started that the hiring process in the upcoming months or next year would probably be focused or open to more minorities being able to enter into the process. What would that process be? And is there anything in place right now that individual who would be interested would be able to start their journey trying to access and get involved from that level as well?
Well, right now the leadership team have been tasked with going out, finding qualified individuals or what have you. And some of the things that they've been doing is reaching out to the HBCUs across the country. And with that, is my thing to look at and say, we have qualified people right here in our community, and we need to do a better job at looking at the people that are right here that are non-renewed due to whatever reason, that are unemployed and qualified to fulfill those positions. So if anybody are interested, I would encourage them to go on to the Rural Public Schools website, look at some of the positions that we have open, and apply, you know, and encourage others to apply, because we have a very attractive district. We have a population of over 40,000 students that speak over 130 different languages. And the students that we serve, they're begging to have more people of color to be in representation to them that they can relate to. And that's where not only ADX struggles, there are many other districts that struggle in that area. But it's our priority to meet those demands and to eliminate that struggle so we can move forward with other initiatives that we're trying to do within our district.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nelson, for sharing your time with us today and being here on the show. And, you know, I know you've been busy there and you've taken the time to come out, and I just always, always appreciate that. So I say thank you very much for joining us, and we hope that you heard. So before we go to our next break and we let you go, I want to make sure that you know about the Thanksgiving outreach that will be taking place on this Thursday. And I will let the pastor just tell us about that as we go into our next break.
Yes, the annual Thanksgiving outreach is this Thursday on Thanksgiving Day, which is such a unique aspect of our outreach. And understanding that each and every one of us will be around our own individual tables and our families, we're looking at a larger whole where we can invite others in our community to come around a table where we can build community, that we can journey together during on Thanksgiving Day. And it's such a wonderful outreach, Doctor, and we love to invite you and yours out. And just to, if nothing else, just to come and wave to the crowd and say hello. We'll have many officials from the city that'll be there as well. And it's really representative of our community as one community reaches out to another so we all can have the give thanks to the all that this country affords us to enjoy.
Yes, and that will be on this Thursday. And the address to this awesome event is going to be 15151 East Alameda Parkway.
Yes, we're right there at the Aurora Municipal Center on the great lawn of the Aurora Municipal Center. And it's such a unique opportunity for us to be there. It's a collaboration of not only individuals and organization and community, but it's also with our city embracing us as well and allowing us to be there on this day.
Absolutely. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. And we're going to get ready to go into our break. But on the other side of that, we're going to close the segment with more information and what you can expect, a bigger picture of what's going to be happening on Thursday. I'm just not done talking about it yet, so we'll need to go over that. But we're also going to come back and we want to know a little bit more about you and what your ministry is and what you're doing in the community. So on the other side of our break, we're going to start with that. We'll be back right after this.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
And we're back here on Karen and Sharon with Dara on ctkradio.org. So I would like to just get right into our pastor McDonald that is with us, and he has so many awesome things going on in the community, and that is one of the things that we do here on Karen and Sharon with Dara. Our mission statement is to go out and create an inner circle that embraces others. So that's what we hope that you all get every week. Continue to listen every Friday at 11 o'clock because we want to bring you awesome resources for anything that you may need a resource for. We're hoping that we can get you connected with that. Before we get further into our Thanksgiving outreach discussion, I would like to turn over to the pastor and let him share with us about his organization and just anything else that you'd like to let us know about you.
Well, thank you. I do really appreciate the opportunity to share about the ministry and that I'm passionate about, which is Greg McDonald Evangelist Association. And for the last 25 years, and having been in the city over a number of years and been in ministry over 35, it's that the Lord led me to form Greg McDonald Evangelist Association, whereas we can do three things that we want to do in the community. One would be prison evangelism, which I'll come back later to talk about. Community outreach, which is really the Thanksgiving outreach, in addition to helping churches and organizations to strengthen their capacity to reach their community, and primarily into the prisons. And I've spent the last 20 some years going in and out of prisons, offering chapel services, sporting events, and special events to inmates and those behind the prison walls. It's really kind of interesting because I was just thinking the other day that I've been in every prison in the state of Colorado with the exception of CSP, which is Colorado State Penitentiary, and also the Supermax, which is the federal prison. So over the years, we've gone in bringing encouraging words. We've gone in and prepared, brought special events. Every Christmas we go and perform a Christmas program for the inmates on Christmas Eve, which is one of the most amazing things I've done over the years. But our goal is to go in and to lift up, encourage, and empower those behind the prison walls to rise up from their state and to go on and move forward with their lives. Even though they are behind the prison walls, there's so much, and I've discovered and enjoyed to see the birthing of giftings, the birthing of ideals behind there, and many, some may never get out, but yet they're still being used by God in realizing they're who they are. And so that's what the ministry is about, a Greg McDonald Evangelist Association.
I have a question before mm-hmm. we go further. Well, I have a heart for the prison ministry. I mean, mm-hmm. I love prison ministry, and what you just described is really, really an awesome picture of what we want to happen inside of there. Mm-hmm. So just in case there's someone listening and they want to be a part of that ministry, is there a way that
they can
do that?
Absolutely. You can, here at Aspen Christian College, we actually offer a course on correctional ministry, and that is a degree course. You can actually wrote in some of your previous experiences. But what the course or what the degree offers and prepares you is give you a wide background of correctional ministry, just not prison, but our youth, women, men, and all the systems of incarceration or detention. We actually prepare you to be able to go in from an academic perspective and preparation, as you said earlier, the education aspect and what it takes to actually become a great volunteer, what it takes to be able to, and prepare you to go in and take the giftings that you have right now to be able to be effective behind the prison walls. And so that's probably the launching point there. Or you can just give me a call. I'll give that to Dara, and you can call Dara and she can give that to you. And I can talk further. We can come to your church and we do workshops. We do a 3-day workshops where it helps you that train your volunteers on how to go behind and be effective behind the prison walls. So anyone that's out there listening that has a passion or inkling or even thinking that that's the direction that you're being led by, then just definitely we love to hear from you, and we give you all open the resources up. And I want to just segue on another piece is that we also have up under the association, we have the Center for Restorative Justice. And the Center for Restorative Justice is in a very brief descriptive would be where it bring restoration to the offender, to the victim, and also the community. And we are a center of restorative justice state. Many out there listening may not know that. And there's been some initiative by the now deceased Tom Clemens to move us more towards being more of a restorative in the, not only from the correctional perspective, but in our community. Where when the offender comes back gets out of prison, come back to the community, there will be a forgiving community there. And that's taking some time, and we're not there, but we do need more and more understanding what the restorative justice
process. Second chances. We need everyone to know that second chances are really important.
Yes. Absolutely. And I love to come back and talk more about the restorative process and
Absolutely.
How each and every individual can get involved. And the restorative justice model and the process to help those who are coming back and encourage and bring healing and wholeness to the victims, and also how we can make our community whole, because we need all three to make us whole again.
Amen. That is absolutely correct. Well, I'm still really, really excited. So we're going to get back into the event. I'm excited about the outreach event. I'm excited about the host of the outreach event that's happening. So I'm just excited, but I want to make sure that everyone knows, if you're listening, if you want to find out how you can be a part of this, Right now, they are still in need of turkeys, canned foods, clothing. They really want to service lots and lots of people, which is one of the things I was going to get to. You've gone from 200 and plus people to now this year in 2014, trying to feed over 3,000 people.
Last year, we in Civic Center Park, we saw over 2,500 individuals come through. This is not a homeless outreach. This is for anyone that's in need in the community. So it's open to the entire metro Denver or rural area. So if you find yourself in need, no matter what station of life that you're in, we want you to come out and be a part of this outreach. It's truly a community outreach. It's very culturally diverse, the richest of our culture. I was listening to Dr. Nelson speaking of the diversity of the school system, and that's what we want to see at our outreach. This year, we're endeavoring to reach 3,000 families, homes, individuals. And over the course of, we began at 8 a.m., and we have music and drama. The serving line, the food lines, will open right around 10 a.m. And we'll serve from 10 to 2 all those that show up. And over the years, we've always had enough. We never ran out. And
we're also hoping for good weather and praying for good weather.
Well, you know what?
And claiming good weather.
We're claiming good weather. We've never had to cancel, even though this is an outdoor late season event. We've been very fortunate and blessed not to have counsel in any of the last 20, 25 years.
Awesome. And also, I'd like to add, I know you've been mentioning that there's going to be dance and drama and some other things going on inside of the Thanksgiving event. But not only are you coming out to get a great, great Thanksgiving dinner, you're also going to be entertained, mm-hmm. and there's going to be other services there. Can you get into some of that for us?
Yes. We're offering social services. One of the things that we're very happy about and proud is that Key Bank will be offering free banking services on that day, wellness services. We also have the exchange program there. Those who are trying to access the health system and giving information on how they can do that. Our Veterans Administration will be there, and they'll be offering their services to veterans, those that show up as veterans. And one of the things that we're very proud of this year would be is that not only the banking services and what have you, that some of our creative arts, and every year is always unique to have the creative arts there. And so throughout that, DTB, many of us know the DTB dance team, they're going to be there with their entire team, dancing, but also ministering in the crowd as well. And over the years, we had some wonderful artists that have come out and shared with us during that time. Free haircuts. We'll be offering free haircuts to anyone that's needs to have a stylist. These we're bringing in an entire barber school that's going to be coming in and bringing their student staff. We'll be volunteer their time to be able to offer free haircut and styling during that time. And so it's just really an ongoing community, reaching out, one community, reaching out and touching in another. And while all of this is going on, we're having continually drama and skits and music from our stage and individuals sharing their heart and passion about our community. Just a celebration of community and diversity and family. And it just makes a really great event.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited. And really, we are inviting everyone to come out. Even if you have your own Thanksgiving dinner with your family, still come out and join in the passion, the fun, the family, the community gathering, because once we begin to do this, we can tie every subject that we talked about here, because it's really about coming together, seeing what we need as a community, because just like the pastor said, that's what we need to be whole. And that's really what we're aiming for. We know there's a lot of people out there that's hurting. You're looking for somewhere to come. And even if you're not hurting, please come and spread the joy, because everybody's not hurting right now. There's some of us that can spread the joy. And then when we're hurting, we want other people to become there and spread the joy for us. So with this Thanksgiving coming up, there's always something that I would like to share, and that is what would you be passing around your Thanksgiving Day dinner? And what we're hoping that you'll come out to the outreach to do is to share some of the fruit of the Spirit with us, which we know that the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Anything that you can share with us that will spread joy to someone else, please come out. The person that is in charge of this outreach is here with us, and I'm just going to let him continue.
I just wanted to mention, thank you for sharing that also, too, because it's really based on that. It's the spirit of giving. Your Thanksgiving outreach, more than anything else, is a spirit. You have to catch the spirit of the heart of it. The first Thanksgiving that even when we, how we even got here, were basically one community giving to another. And on that day, they all gave thanks. And that's the spirit that we feel that we've recaptured, that we really embrace. And I wanted to, if you, to know more about years past of the Thanksgiving, you can go to our Facebook page. It's Annual Thanksgiving Outreach. You can Google Annual Thanksgiving Outreach, and it'll come up. And you see, over the years, it has the history of the outreach there through video and monologue, and we managed to capture the event on still photography as well. And we are praying that you, not only just in the giving, but you're captured more than anything else. It's the food and all those things. And really, it's a wonderful time. But if you can just truly this holiday season, this Thanksgiving season, recapture the spirit of Thanksgiving that this country celebrates. We're the only country that celebrates Thanksgiving. It is an American holiday. It's one of the things that we have that we can still share as American. And so we want to celebrate that in our community. We want the diversity of the community. So we're looking for everyone from every walk of life. This year we have the Ethiopian refugees from Ethiopia. They'll be there, and they'll be sharing not only their culture with us, but some of their foods as well. So there again, we're looking for the diversity of our community to come out and be a part of that. We're at the Great Lawn of the Aurora Municipal Building. That's 1515 East Alameda Parkway. And there will be plenty ample parking. There will be places to sit. We have all those things there. We just want to see you, and we ask you to come and join us on this Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thanks to both of you for being here. And as we close this segment, there is a lot to be thankful for, just so much. And sharing the love of God is so important, because you can start right there. And that is just an awesome way to spread Thanksgiving love and everything. So as we are thankful, I would just ask the pastor, please, to leave us in prayer.
And Father, we just thank you. What an honor and privilege that we can come together even on this day, Father, as we share and talk about our heart's passion, whatever area of life. But Father, we are so thankful. And Lord, we are reminded you that we are to put on a heart of thanksgiving. So my prayer this holiday season that someone will put on the heart, no matter what their circumstances may be, no matter what didn't happen, Father, and even what we're hoping for, I pray, thank Father, that truly this season we will put on a heart of thanksgiving, that Father, that that we can look to you, that Father, that you've already done it for us. So we're thankful that even at this late season, that Father, we can look to you and thank you for the bounty of your hand, your grace, and your mercy. So Father, today we just bless you, we lift you up, we thank you for looking upon us. And Father, you kept us throughout this year, that we can come to this time of the season and gather around a table and break bread, Father, with not only our families, for those who are in our community. And we all give thanks together, and we bless you now for it, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. And thanks to both of you for joining me here on the show today. And make sure you guys are out there this Thursday to be a part of this awesome event. These great people will be here. There'll be people out there to assist you and show you where to go. And it's just going to be an awesome, awesome event. So we hope to see everyone there. Bless your Thanksgiving and your family. Make sure you're listening here to Karen and Sharon with Dara next Friday at 11 o'clock. Until then, may God bless you all.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation
and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.